Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. The assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Key fact number one, what really happened on July 13th, 2024? At 6:11 p.m., 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks attempted to assassinate Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Butler Township, Pennsylvania. Crooks fired the shots from a rooftop 120 meters from the stage where Donald Trump was speaking. Donald Trump's ear was grazed by a 5.56 millimeter round. Three bystanders were shot, with James Copenhaver and David Dutch surviving, and firefighter Corey Comparator being killed. Key fact number two, authorities being well aware of the threat long before a shot was fired. It is now a matter of record that multiple eyewitnesses saw the shooter and reports were made to law enforcement beginning around 1 hour and 45 minutes before the shooting. According to law enforcement officials, the Secret Service spotted the shooter themselves on the rooftop 20 minutes before shots were fired, and they still allowed Donald Trump to take the stage. In addressing Congress regarding the security failure, Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle famously stated, "That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point, and so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof." Key fact number three, the official requests made for increased security by Donald Trump's campaign and the Secret Service's denial therein. In the 2 years leading up to the attempted assassination, top officials at the Secret Service repeatedly denied Donald Trump's requests for increased personnel and resources. According to an article in the Washington Post written July 20th, 2024, those rejections in response to requests that were several times made in writing led to long-standing tensions that pitted Trump, his top aides, and his security detail against Secret Service leadership. Some consider it also worthy of note that in the run-up to the assassination attempt, Democrat lawmakers pushed for Donald Trump to lose all access to Secret Service protection. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.